Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this week, I reached out to Michael Thurman, the CEO of DeKalb County, after he reached out to WCLK to speak with citizens about staying safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. As a resident of DeKalb County, I received several messages the weekend of July 4th about the rising numbers in our county and urging residents to stay safe and to avoid crowds. Over the past few weeks, there have been some ongoing messages from the county featuring Killer Mike and Dottie Peoples. I am pleased to have Michael Thurman join us this morning to speak directly about the challenges that we are now experiencing with COVID-19. CEO Thurman, welcome to The Local Take.
Oh, good morning, Kiplin, and thank you so much for the invitation, and thank you for the wonderful work that you do educating and informing not just the listeners of WCLK, but for people throughout Metro Atlanta, across the world, really. So thank you so much.
Well, I thank you as well. And I wanted to ask, who do you want in DeKalb County to get the test? Do you want people with symptoms? Should people who don't have symptoms get the test? How do you want us to handle this testing challenge?
I rely on the advice and sometimes consent of the Board of Health Director, Dr. Elizabeth Ford. And the state of Georgia, as well as Dr. Ford, encourages all citizens who might think that they, you know, need a test to go by one of our seven testing sites in the county, so you can have symptoms or not. And you oftentimes you have to make an appointment through the Board of Health. But if you feel, if you're concerned, some anxiety, or even if you have symptoms or flu-like symptoms, I encourage you to stop by at one of our seven locations and to get tested.
And now you mentioned making an appointment. How do people make the appointment? Can people just show up at a site and get tested? How is that being handled?
Well, there are some drive-up sites where you can just show up. The public sites, I think the most effective and efficient way is through calling or going online through the Board of Health. And I can get that email shortly, but that's the most efficient way to do it. But there are some drive-up sites where you don't need an appointment.
Now, one of the challenges that I know is happening not just here in our city, but also across the nation, is getting the test results back, you know, in a timely manner. The mayor of Atlanta, it took 8 days to get her results. So what is the county doing and how are the county's results coming? Have we bent that curve? Are people getting their results in a timely manner?
Well, the demand is increasing exponentially. And, you know, in 1 week, I was informed that our Board of Health did 10,000 tests. And you see it all across Georgia, particularly here in Metro Atlanta, more and more people seeking to get tested. We invested additional money to the DeKalb County government, along with our Board of Commissioners, appropriated some $16 million in federal CARES Act funding to support the efforts of our Board of Health as they go about this gargantuan task of testing Georgia. Because so many people are seeking tests, it's slowing down the results when they come back from the lab. And unfortunately, as the COVID-19 confirmed case continues to rise, we'll see more and more people wanting to get tested, and unfortunately, greater strain and stress on the state's testing systems.
Now, DeKalb is home to the CDC, and I want to hope and think that that, you know, miraculous adjacency would make us have some kind of, you know, special guidance or some kind of assistance. Is the county working directly with the CDC? Is that even possible?
Well, the CDC has an international constituency, and we're very proud that the preeminent health organization really in the world is located in our county. But unfortunately, that does not get us an earlier queue in the line. So to answer your question directly, no. They are actually fighting COVID across the nation and around the world, and we get no special treatment here in DeKalb.
And CEO Thurman, I know you guys, you know, the county has sent out emergency messaging. You've got the advertising running on, you know, the radio station. You've been encouraging people to stay home and avoid crowds. What do you want our community to know about COVID-19? Why has it been so hard, I guess, for us to kind of change our minds and stay home?
Well, first, I just want to thank WCLK for partnering with DeKalb County to help to broadcast and convey the messages that are being shared through Killer Mike and Miss Dottie Peoples. And, you know, we love WCLK, and I was honored to be able to reach out and develop that partnership. But first and foremost, we want people, listeners, DeKalb County residents, all of our citizens, to be aware that there is a killer stalking our communities. And the data is uncontradicted at this point. African Americans are being disproportionately impacted by this horrible disease. And those senior citizens have a greater risk of infection and, unfortunately, higher mortality rates if they become infected. So we want people to engage in limiting and mitigating the spread of this disease throughout our communities. Number one, and we encourage people, if you go out in public, wear a mask. That is the most effective way to protect others that you love and ultimately to limit the spread. Two, wash your hand or desanitize your hands often. It's very important because sometimes the germ may be on the surface or you pick it up just from interacting with other people. And to maintain 6 feet distance. If you have to go out, distance yourself from others, but take it serious. And, you know, Killer Mike says it best, you know, stay home if you can, mask up if you can. And that's the simple message. And what we wanted to do was to use the messengers and the institution that people trust and appreciate the most, like WCLK and other radio stations in the African-American community that are programmed for this community. And we also run a campaign on Hispanic radio. So it's about getting the messages out and empowering our citizens and your listeners to make good, healthy decisions.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, do you have any idea what's going to happen with schools in the fall? We're getting a lot of different messaging from leaders, and I don't know if parents are ready to let their kids go back into schools if it's not safe.
Well, the various school districts across the state of Georgia, and particularly here in Metro, the larger district, are making that decision right now in real time. And they are looking at the reality of COVID-19, and these are difficult decisions that's being forced upon our educational leaders. Some are offering parents the option to either place their children in the virtual learning spaces or to receive in-person learning. And the challenge for educators and politicians and everyone else and scientists and doctors is that we don't really have a COVID-19 playbook. So we're having to make tough decisions in real time with not a tremendous amount of experience in dealing in a pandemic. So I encourage parents to, there are surveys that are going out and parents are being engaged. Make sure your voice is heard and once and be informed and educated about what's being offered, the risks associated with that, and then make the best decision you can for your child as we protect them and protect you from the virus.
And now, was DeKalb system able to offer the Wi-Fi and the technology that's needed to sustain virtual learning? Has that been a challenge?
Yeah. Well, I'm not there at the school district. You know, I enjoyed my tenure as superintendent. And, of course, we have a new superintendent now at DeKalb. And I can tell you that I know in the previous superintendent, I've spoken to her several times over the summer, they really did focus on virtual learning, but I'm not privy to the more current decision-making, so I hesitate to do it. But I know some of the members of the Board of Education, and from what I read about our new superintendent, she's a bright, intelligent, and highly qualified lady who's leading the district. And I just invite parents, you got to engage, though. You can't be passive in this regard. You have to engage. You have to educate yourself about the decisions that are being made, and you have to share your thoughts with our leaders of our local school district.
CEO Michael Thurman, I am so thankful that you were able to take the time to speak with us today. And that word you mentioned is engage. We've got to vote, we've got to engage, and we've got to hold our leaders accountable. And I thank you so much for what you're doing in the leadership road in DeKalb County.
Thank you, and thank you for being a proud DeKalb resident. We are so proud of you. And just be safe and be blessed.